Hi, this is Betty with Beyond the Dalit, and I wanted to take a few minutes, and you know, anybody who knows me knows that I start out saying that, and then it's like an hour later, and I'm finally wrapping it up. But seriously, I wanted to touch base with you guys for a little bit today. This is Friday, August 7th, 2022, and the reason I want to touch base with y'all today is because I'm leaving this suspended mode I've been in for the last 2.5 years, right? So in April of 2020, it was on the eve of Passover, I began the shift from my home in Illinois, the suburbs of Chicago, and I came to stay in Central Virginia to stay with my stepmother. Ultimately, it was with my dad went into the hospital, and in less than a month, my dad was gone. Died of cancer in 2020. And this past June, my stepmother passed away. And she was 96 years old at the time. And, you know, her life just gave out. But I wanted to take the time to acknowledge these last couple of years and this suspended mode I've been in. God brought me to this place in Central Virginia for a reason. And it has been a time of recovery and restoration for me in many ways. I wouldn't have said that at the front end of this. I mean, absolutely, I would not have said that. You know, what I would have said was that God was on drugs or something when he thought of this, because this was nuts. Just saying. Sorry if I've offended anybody. It was not my intention. However, you know, it's been a major challenge. It really has been. And I don't want to go into all the difficulties and the trials and all of that. There's been quite a bit that I've, you know, walked through during the last 2 years, as everyone has. I don't know anybody that hasn't been through, excuse me, some major shit in the last couple of years. I mean, we all have faced some really hard times, right? I mean, oh my goodness, you know, and it's not over, you know, but we have a choice. You know, am I going to focus on the crap? Am I going to focus on the difficulties? Or am I just simply going to focus on God and walk through the circumstances and walk through the situation, knowing the mind of Christ, having the heart of God, and knowing the mandate that's on my life? You know, God, what have you called me to? What is my purpose for being? You know, why am I here? And as I've been, you know, walking out at least the last couple of months, like I said, my stepmom passed away this past June, and this is October. We're in the process of shifting, and I'm packing up and getting ready to leave. And the reason I wanted to take this time right now is because by Monday, I'm leaving. I will be putting the key in the door for the last time. I'll be pulling out of the driveway for the last time. And I will be on the road. Basically it's without looking back. You know, we're still trying to sell the house and all of that. So anybody who's interested in a nice little three bedroom, you know, two-story Cape Cod in Central Virginia, you know, email me, please, because, you know, have I got a house for you? We're in the country. You know, if you're looking for a place in the country, this is it, right? So here's my my little commercial for please come and buy this house. And seriously, though, pray for us, because we need this house to sell as soon as possible. And, you know, and God can do amazing things. You know, I love I absolutely love how God operates, you know, and he has plans that we do not know about. You know, we don't know what we don't know, and what we don't know is a lot, you know. God has a plan, and I was expecting to stay here in the house until we closed on the house, and God had other plans. You know, he is sending me back to Illinois despite the fact that everything is still in limbo. This outwardly, it doesn't seem like this is the right time to go. You know, maybe in a couple of weeks, maybe in a couple of months. Right now doesn't seem to be the right time to go. But the interesting thing is this, it is time to go. And the decision for that was made just this past week. And I think it's interesting that once we crossed into 5783 and we're now in this new year, and we're now 10, 11 days, whatever it is, we're past the Yom Kippur, which is the 10th of Tishri. You know, we're actually, I think today's the 12th of Tishri. So Yom Kippur was a couple of days ago, and Tabernacles is coming up. I'm actually leaving it's the first day of Sukkot. It's actually the 15th of Tishri. And I'll be on the road for a couple of days. I have a stop in Tennessee, and then it'll be another two-day drive back up to Chicago. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually really, really, really looking forward to the transition. And as I've been praying things through, you know, I just felt like the Lord was saying, you know, it may seem out of time. It may seem like this is premature, and it may not. See, this isn't happening according to my plan. You know, the Lord's been giving me a word really since June, and that is, it comes from the book of Proverbs, and I can't remember the number of the verse offhand, but it's, we make our plans, you know, we set our plans in our heart, and the Lord directs our steps. So as we make our plans, and it's something that I've prayed about, you know, my whole life. So it's one of those life verses for me. It's, you know, I can make a plan, but I always hold my plan loosely. And as I step in to walk out that plan, the Lord will give me direction. And you know, if we're listening, if we have our ears open and we're listening to what Holy Spirit is saying, he'll lead us and guide us as we walk that out. If we're absolutely locked in and all we want is, this is my plan, I'm going to do my plan regardless, I'm not shifting or making any changes, this is it, I'm nailing it down, we can kind of lose out on what God has for us. I know that this is a time of great blessing, because that's what God has been saying. God has been saying that 5783 is a year of favor. It's a year of God's amazing grace being extended to us in a new way, in a very favorable way. It's like the tables have been turned in our favor. And as we progress through this year, I believe we're going to be seeing God's favor and his blessing just being released, not just released, because there's a word I'm trying to come up with, but it's more than just something rolling out. It's not just an incremental thing. I am seeing something that's going to be happening by degrees over the course of this year. So if you've listened to, you know, to anything I've been sharing lately, I've been talking again about the verse the Lord gave me last year, which is 1 Peter 5:10, which says, you know, after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who's called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, secure, strengthen, and establish you. And what I was getting for this year, and I, you know, I'm praying and I'm asking God for, you know, for wisdom and, you know, what do you got for me? You know, what's the word, you know? And he brought me back to that verse. And I'm like, if you're going to tell me there's more suffering, I'm just not talking to you for a while. I'm sorry. You know, but okay, can we get over this suffering stuff? Because it's been enough. You know, and forgive me, I am being flip. But I got to be honest with you. I try to hold on to my sense of humor, because laughter does good like a medicine. We have to be able to not take life quite so seriously, because, you know, back in the day when I was just living with a lot of stress and there was a lot going on in my life, I was so serious, you know, and I couldn't, you know, I wanted to be able to just relax and take it easy. And I had a real hard time with it because it was really intense. And thankfully, as the Lord has healed me, a lot of it is just simply he's given me a lighter outlook on life, you know. And as I have focused more on God and less on my circumstances, as I'm focusing more on the things of God and where God is taking me and focusing on the things above rather than on the things of the earth, you know, I do make jokes. I am a bit of a jokester. You know, I don't play pranks. I don't prank people. I don't like that. I never have. You can ask my kids. I don't like pranks. I have four sons. They all pull pranks. They every one of them. I never did like that. I never got over that as a kid. However, okay, getting back to my message. You know, there's times when it's like, you just have to get real. Because here's the thing. God knows who I am. Now, I don't say these things to be disrespectful toward God in any way. But I have a very intimate relationship with him. You know, intimately, I know God, and God knows me, you know, and he knows how I'm wired. He also knows that all it takes is a little bit of fear of the Lord to have me on my face. You know, so I have great respect for God. I have tremendous respect and awe for the majesty and the wonder and the bigness of God and the holiness of God. At the same time, I have a friendship with God. And I love my friendship with God. You know, I've been friends with God since I was a child. And you know, and we're supposed to come to God like children, like little children. Well, little children come playing and joking and laughing and having fun. Because with kids, it's all about having fun, right? So I love having fun with God. Okay, so back to 1 Peter 5:10. The God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself restore, secure, strengthen, and establish you. There is going to be this incredible rollout over the course of 5783. Now, I believe that there's multiple layers to this. I think there's multiple ways of applying this the concept embedded in this scripture. But one of those ways is to our personal lives. And how that is going to apply to us individually, of course, it's going to be different based on each one of us individually. But I do believe that we're going to see, at least in this first quarter of the year, so as we go through Tishri and Cheshvan and Kislev, which will take us through pretty much to the pretty much till Christmas, we're going to be going through a time of where we're going to be experiencing the repair work of God. So this is a time when God is going to be repairing. Well, one of the things God's been repairing in my life is relationships. There's been a restoration of where there's been relationships maybe that haven't been strained, but have lacked opportunity, really. That's where most of, you know, I'd probably use the word neglect rather than disrepair. But where I have lacked opportunity to connect with certain people and to be able to have that social interaction and that family gatherings and things like that, God is repairing that right now. And the interesting thing is that when I go back to Illinois, I'm going to be staying with my son for a while. And, you know, I got to say, I am looking forward to it. It's been a long time since I've lived with my children. So, you know, so that will be another new challenge. But it's interesting how God is doing this incredible reparative healing type of work. You know, it's a restoration, but there's things that are being restored that I wouldn't even have looked at it that way. I didn't know how to take that verse at first. It's like, well, I could sit down and, you know, and I can go back and look in the original languages, and I can draw from scripture, and I can pull out a teaching on it. And I could do that. And I will be doing that over the course of the next couple of months. But how that's really going to roll out in your life and in my life, who knows, you know? But I do know that part of the reparation, part of that repair work that's being done is me being restored to my homeland. I'm getting restored. I'm going home. You know, I've been cut off, you know, almost 1,000 miles away from my family, from my siblings and my kids and my friends and everyone that I've been involved with my whole life. You know, they're all back in Illinois. And it's not that there aren't lovely people here. There are. But my people, my group, my troop, my tribe, they're all back in Illinois. And I'm being restored to my tribe. I'm being restored to that social network. And there's a lot to be said for that, you know. You know, I love that God has had me in this isolated place for the last 2 years. I needed it very much so. I needed to be in a place where I could receive the healing work of God and the alterations and the changes that God had for me. And I'm, like I said, I'm really, really grateful for that. But it's time to shift now. It's time to set our face in a new direction. So don't be surprised if all of a sudden, you know, I really feel led to do this other thing. You know, I was on the phone with my brother, you know, actually just yesterday, and he was sharing something with me, and he's like, I just got to tell you about this, you know, and he opened up and he started sharing something that God's been putting on his heart, and he's like, I don't even know where to begin with this. You know, he's like, I'm, you know, a little bit at a loss, you know. It's not something he's ever done before, you know, so it's going to stretch him in a new way, but it's a brand new thing, and it's starting right now, you know. And again, I just think it's amazing. I think it's incredible, you know. You know, so it doesn't matter who we are, where we're at, what's going on in our lives. You know, he's newly retired, just turned 65, and, you know, moved out of state. So he's living in Tennessee now. And, you know, and his life is headed in a direction he never expected to be going in. You know, God's got a plan for him. God's got a purpose, and he's got something for him. And again, it's like, if he wasn't listening, if he wasn't following up on those little prompts, going, you know, he wasn't saying, oh, that can't possibly be God, because I don't know how to do that. He's like, I don't know why God's leading me to do this, but I got to tell you, I got to do this. And it's amazing. You know, so I just want to encourage all of us right now that we're in a time when God is giving direction. He's giving new direction. He's sending us in down paths we probably never expected to go down. You know, I got to tell you, and this isn't just like a commercial for the work that I'm doing, but one of the things that's come up for me recently is, you know, there was a vision that the Lord gave me a couple of years ago. This was in December of 2019. The Lord gave me this vision, and I could see like a timeline. And, you know, if anybody who knows me knows that that's like the last picture that you would ever expect God to give me, because I hate the whole timeline thing. I just, you know, there's got to be a reason for this. But I was seeing that the current Hebraic decade, and the Lord was just, you know, speaking to me, and he was showing me stuff about it, and then he expanded the vision, and he just kept, you know, as if we were zooming out, and I was seeing more and more of this timeline, and I could see the decades over the course of this century. So we're in the year 5783. So I was, you know, again, I'm looking at this timeline, I'm seeing it broken down by decades, and I'm looking at like the full century of the 5700s. Now, I know it goes before that, and I know it goes on after that, but this is the section I'm looking at, and the Lord begins to speak to me concerning the Hebraic decade. And he said something to me that I thought I understood at the time, but it's only now that as I'm getting a clearer understanding of what God meant by what he said and the things that he's been relaying to me, that I'm understanding that this has to do with a bigger picture. But he said to me that the 5700s is a century of healing. And as I've been pondering on the concept of restoration and all of that, and I'm like, well, I know that there's a Hebrew word. The Hebrew word for Rapha is also, it translates to healing, or to be healed. But it's a repairing kind of healing. It's a mending kind of healing. And that's been coming to my mind as I've been meditating on 1 Peter 5:10. And I've been studying things out, and I'm working on trying to get this book written, to be honest about it. And every time I've gone to sit down to write this book on 5700 and beyond, I haven't been able to do it. I'm like, I knew I was missing pieces. And I'm like, there was a deadline. I got this deadline out there that, you know, it's self-imposed deadline. I felt like God was giving me a deadline. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what that meant. But I knew there was something that I was missing. And only in the last 2 weeks have I been getting, this has really been since the beginning of 5783. So it's been since we stepped into Tishri, 5783, that the Lord has been expanding my understanding, and he's been giving me details that I never had before. And I got to tell you, I'm really excited about where this is going to be going. And it's partly why it's like, I got to move. I got to get out of here, because I really don't want to start this project and then have to get uprooted in the middle of it. I'm like, no, I need to move now so that I can be in the next place, so I can actually sit down and start writing this book. So I got to tell you, God is doing stuff. He is shifting us and changing us. And, you know, I just want to say, who knew? You know, I know God has great things planned for all of us. You know, there's, you know, for those of us that are following God and we're seeking after his heart and we want to walk with him, if you are, you know, I typically speak to the audience I speak to are the bond servants of the Lord. You know, those are the Evedim Yehovah. Okay, they're you'll hear me speak of the Eved. If you've downloaded any of my PDFs, bar none, they all mention the Eved. You know, so I know that my ministry, who God has called me to speak into the lives of, are the bondservants of the Lord. There's a message that God has. You know, years and years ago, it's over 20 years ago now, in 1985, the Lord told me I was going to be writing a book, just a book, not, you know, a ton of books. There was one book in particular that I knew the Lord was commissioning me to write. And I never knew what the subject matter was. I had prayed into that for years. And then back around, I don't know, might have been 99, 2000, something like that. There was, you know, someone with prophetic gifting who we were praying together. And this individual said to me, you know, the Lord's going to have you write a book. And the thing you need to know about this book is that it's probably going to be more pertinent and more popular, like after you're gone. And she even said, I want to even go on to say that it's probably even going to be more applicable, like 200 years after you're gone, right? And I knew at the time that I knew the Lord was speaking to me through that, because there, you know how it is when the Lord is giving you something and you're picking up on it in the spirit, you know what he's saying, but you really don't know what he's saying. You know, your spirit is receiving what God is communicating. God's putting this deposit in there, and it's quickening to you, and your spirit's going, yay, that's this God, and it's wonderful, and it's great, and oh my gosh, this is God, I know it's God, you know. But our head is going, what? I don't know what's happening. I don't know where God, I don't know what this is. So, you know, God just delightfully bypasses our human intellect. And I love how he does that. But I understood that. I understood it in the spirit. I received that. And that seed was just in there, in my belly for all these years. And again, just this past week, as I was going through some of my notes and just meditating on the things that God's been showing me, and it has to do with this timeline. It really is about I hate to use the word end times, because that's not my favorite terminology. But there is a plan that God has, and there's a plan of redemption and a plan of healing and a plan of hope and future. And I'm speaking more on an eternal plane. And I guess that was the piece really that I was missing when I was receiving the download on information that is going into this book, which is on what God is doing in this, not just in this century, but in the century to come. And it's like, we're in the 5700s. Well, we're less than 20 years away from shifting out of this century into a new century. So, you know, we will be going into the 5800s, you know, and then into the 5900s. And then, you know, so we're really just a few hundred years away from the year 6000 on the Hebraic calendar. And there's a whole thing that kicks in with the 6000 year plan of God, and how where we are on God's eternal timeline and what that looks like. And like I said, I never got into end times doctrine. It's something I've avoided my entire Christian life. I never, ever, ever got into any of that. I'm not a timelines person. I never liked any of that stuff. So like I said, when God starts showing me a timeline, you know, it wasn't one that pinpointed the rapture and all that, you know, Armageddon and all of those typical things that you would expect to see in an end times timeline. This isn't that. This is completely different. This has nothing to do with any of that. But it does have to do with the work that God is doing in the ecclesia, in the Eved, in the bondservants of the Lord, and the work that God is going to be doing, the work he's been doing, and the work he's going to continue to do throughout not only the rest of this century, but out throughout the remainder of this millennium. And as we shift out of the millennium of the 50, out of the 5,000, so we're in 5783. Okay, how close are we to 6,000? Well, once we shift out of this millennium, what we're actually shifting into is the seventh day. We're currently living in what's referred to as the sixth day. And, you know, there's, once we shift into the seventh day, we go into what's known as the Messianic era. You know, so, and again, I'm not going to start teaching on all of this stuff right now, but I got to tell you, I'm excited. I'm excited to get to work on this. I'm excited to share it with you. I'm excited that I'm at the front end of transition again. So it's that Dalit thing, you know, for those of you who've heard any of my other podcasts on the Dalit, you know that Dalit is always shifting us from where we are to where we need to be. And I need to be somewhere else. And that's the thing. I need to shift my life now. I need to now shift into a new situation and into a new environment so that I can go forward and do the things that God's called me to. And I believe that that's kind of where we're all at right now. I think we are in another time of great transition. I think there's going to be a lot more transitioning happening between now and the end of the year. And during this first quarter of 5783, we're going to continue to see transition as we are in a time of restoration, because restoration is naturally going to be transitioning us. We're going to be shifting and changing and going from one state of being to another as God is transitioning us and altering us internally, because when you're being repaired, you're being changed. Again, that's the Dalit. You know, where the Dalit represents that transitioning not just from one place to another, but from one state of being to another. We're transitioning not only, let's say, like for me, I'm transitioning geographically, but I'm also, my whole life is going to transition. And I think for a lot of us, we're going to be seeing life-changing transitions that are going to begin now and continue to roll out for the rest of this calendar year. So I'm going to end this with I just want to say a prayer for us. And again, I want to thank everybody who's been hanging in there with me over the last couple of years. You know, going forward in 2023, I couldn't even tell you what that's going to look like right now. But I do know that we're in a time of transition. I know that we're in a time of going forward in a new way. I believe that there are new jobs, new vocations, new avocations, and there are new mandates and focuses that God has for us. And I also believe that this is a time for us to get disciplined with our time. And to really focus on the thing that God is putting in front of us and to not let that go. So, Father God, I just want to thank you and praise you. I want to give you honor for the time that you've had me here in Virginia. I just want to personally thank you for blessing me while I'm here. Lord, your word says that you bless us both in the city and in the country. This has been a time and a season of blessing. And I believe, Lord God, that you're shifting me and changing me into a new situation to go forward with the work that you have for me. I want to say thank you for that. Thank you for the people who listen to the podcast, who come onto the onto the website, Lord God. I thank you for each one who's listening today, and I ask for your blessing, Lord God. I ask, first of all, that you would give us eyes to see and ears to hear. Open our eyes, Lord God, that we would see the thing that you have for us. Give us wisdom and understanding. Lord, we're asking for the sevenfold Spirit of God. We're asking for your counsel. We're asking for your strength. We're asking for knowledge. We're asking for that awesome fear of the Lord. We are asking for your Spirit to rest upon us, to fill us to overflowing. And to, Lord, we're asking for a gusher. We're asking, Lord God, for an open heaven, that the angels of the Lord would ascend and descend upon your children, Lord God, that you would do a work in the heaven, that you would bring us forth in this hour, that you would do this work of restoration and healing, this reparative work that needs to be done so that we can go forward in the things that you have for us. I am asking for all that's needed, all of the retinue, conveyances and equipment, all of the finances, all of the spiritual elements that need to take place, Lord God. I'm asking that you open doors before us, Lord God, that you pour out a blessing upon your people, Lord God, that you would shift and change things in such a way that we are repaired for going forward in power, in authority, and under the unction of your Holy Spirit in a new way. Pour your Spirit out upon your children in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you for who you are. We give you glory, Almighty God, because you're worthy. Lord, meet with your people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give us wisdom and direction, Lord God. Counsel us in the way that we should go. God, we commit our plans to you. We ask that you lead us and guide us in the way that we need to go. Lord, be that open door for us. Show us the path and give us the grace and the courage to not only step onto that path, but to walk it out in strength, with honor and dignity and uprightness before you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Well, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'd love for you to jump on the website, beyondthedalit.net, and, you know, fill out one of those forms. Send me an email at bettyhall@beyondthedalit.net. You know, send me a message. I would love to hear from you. What is God saying to you? What, you know, how is he leading you? What are the shifts and changes? What's the repair work? What's the restoration that you're seeing? How is God moving in your life? I'd love to hear from you. And I'd love to be able to, let me know if it's okay to share your stories. You know, in the meantime, until I can get back on and do another podcast or a blog post, it'll probably be a little while yet. I just want to say this: the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This has been Betty with Beyond the Dalit. Shalom.